Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now here's a statement that I wrote down years ago and has helped me, and I'm not trying to teach on this in depth, but it'll help us. Study it out for yourself. When it says God does this, does that, smites, strikes, etc., and you see it's destruction. It is killing. It's sickness. It's this and that. Just like this, you see that really, who's doing it? The destroyer's doing it. Well, why did the Lord say he's doing it? What did we read up in that previous verse? Judgment. Judgment. The Lord passes judgment that allows the destroyer access. And since he passes the judgment, he says it as though he did it. He's the judge. But it's the destroyer who did it. Now people jump on that and they say, well, yeah, but now, okay, so the Lord allowed it to be done. Still, it was his will. He's the one that did. No. Just because the Lord allowed something does not mean it's his will. Nor does it mean it pleases him. He allows and passes judgment on numerous things that don't please him at all and is not his will, but he must pass judgment that way because he is the righteous judge of all the earth. Yes. Listen to this scripture. Don't turn there, but just listen to it. Lamentations 3, 32 and 33. Lamentations 3, 32, 33 says, though, talking about the Lord, though he caused grief, yet he will have compassion according to the multitude of his mercies, for he does not afflict willingly. Do you see that word? Nor grieve the children of men. Is God passing judgments that allows the destroyer access in situations, and it is not, he's not doing it willingly? It's not his will? Now this sounds strange to people, because people have been taught religious things instead of this. But suffice it to say that when you see it says God smites this and smites that, let this come back into your thinking. In the same verse, what did it say? The destroyer was the one that was actually doing it. The Lord said, if you obey me, all these good things are going to happen. If you refuse to obey me, what's going to happen? New Testament scripture. Since we're into it, 1 Corinthians. And the 11th chapter. 1 Corinthians 11. You can just listen or you can turn there. Verse 29. He said, if you don't discern the Lord's body, there's condemnation that comes. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Man, that's a good word. We would not be judged. But when we are judged, we're chastened of the Lord that we should not be condemned with the world. You see, and also another place where he told people, he said they'd be turned over to the enemy, the devil, for the destruction of the flesh. Well, it didn't say they'd be turned over to God for the destruction of the flesh. But if you're not clear on it, if it seems confusing to you, or if you're convinced God does personally make people sick and kill people, even if you believe that, all you got to do is obey him. Obey him. Judge yourself. And you're in the clear. But when you have scores and scores and scores of other scriptures telling you the devil is doing it, the devil is stealing, the devil is destroying, the devil, then you ought to know what's going on. God is passing judgment that allows the destroyer access. It is not his will. It's because people have refused to hear him and obey him. Can it be fixed? Yes, yes, yes. You can judge yourself. You can judge yourself. You can repent. You can judge yourself. You can believe and not be judged. even after you've blown it and you've messed up and you deserve to be cursed, you can still run to God and say, I repent, I judge myself. I was dumb. Whoo, I was dumb. I was disobedient. I was rebellious. I repent. I confess my sin and I ask you and believe I received my forgiveness. And you can stand up from there, and no longer does the curse have a legal right in your life, no matter how you messed up. That's why it's called good news. That is the gospel. Glory to God. Go back to Deuteronomy 28. I just wanted that in your thinking. But let's go back to our previous point. Have we been redeemed from the curse of the law? Would that be a strong reason why we're convinced it's God's will for all of us to be healed today? Because we have been redeemed. What have we been redeemed from? Numerous things, but let's look at it here. Deuteronomy 28. 28. And we're going to take this verse by verse. So y'all get your slides ready back there. There's numerous translations of these. And I wanted to, you know, instead of trying to read them all and repeat them all several times, I want to put them up here one at a time. Because it brings out other aspects of this. Go ahead and put up verse 21. It said that pestilence is part of this curse for disobeying God. What is pestilence? One translation says plagued with diseases. One says infected with the plague. One says disease after disease and fastened with plagues on you. Are you glad that plagues and diseases are part of the curse of the law? And according to Galatians 3:13, we've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Therefore, it can't be God's will for this to be in our life. If he'd have wanted this to be in our life, he wouldn't have redeemed us from it. Also, it says consumption. Consumption, three different translations say tuberculosis. And that was a major killer in this country years ago, and in other parts of the world, still a major killer, still a problem. Many places. One says wasting disease, which tuberculosis is. One says infectious diseases. Now, that's good news. Have you been redeemed from tuberculosis?
Yes.
Have you been redeemed from wasting diseases?
Yes.
Diseases that make your body waste away?
Yes.
Have you been redeemed from infectious diseases?
Yes.
Have you now? Are you sure?
Yes.
Then should they be in your body? Should they be in your life? Do they have a right to be in your life?
No.
If you've been redeemed from it. Now you got to get stirred up a little bit. You're not supposed to heal yourself. Don't feel condemned if you got symptoms in your body. But you do need to get some grit about you. To put your foot down and say, no, I've been redeemed from this. I don't have to have this. I refuse to lay down with this and yield to this because I've been redeemed from it. It has no legal right in my life. But now in order to be strong about that, you got to believe you're righteous. Righteous? I'm not righteous. Then you're not saved. Oh, yeah, I'm saved, but I wouldn't say I was righteous. You can't have it both ways. The only way you'd be saved is because you've been made righteous. Not by what you have done, but by the blood of the Lamb. There's really only two major reasons why the curse would have a right to be in your life. One is you don't believe on Jesus. You don't accept what he did for yourself. You don't believe he redeemed you. Two, you're in sin and you won't repent. I said, well, maybe it's a hidden secret sin. No. No, don't go down that road. Sin has to do with violation of light. And if you're in sin like this, you know it, you know it, and you know you know it. And other people know you know it. If the Lord has dealt with you and you're rebelling against Him and rebelling against His Word, you can't get away from the condemnation. So you're not going to be bold to stand up for your rights of redemption. But even if you've blown it terribly, 1 John 1:9. Come on now, 1 John 1:9. If you will confess that sin, I don't care how bad, how dark, how dirty it is. I don't care. If you'll confess it sincerely, genuinely from your heart and ask God to forgive you, it is written that He is what? Faithful and just. What does just mean? He's got a right to do it. Why? Because of what Jesus did. He's got a right to do it because of what Jesus did and because of your faith in what Jesus did. He is righteous and He is just to forgive you from what? All your sin and something else. And something else. And to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. If you're cleaned from all unrighteousness, what are you? You are righteous. Everybody said out loud, I have been made righteous by the blood of the Lamb and my faith. I have been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You've been made that. That's not my opinion. That's 2 Corinthians 5:21. Right?
Yes.
And if you are righteous, you do not deserve to be cursed.
Amen.
It'd be wrong for you to be cursed.
Right.
You need to go around and just say it till you get it built into your consciousness to where it's just burned in there. I'm righteous and I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed because I'm righteous. Been made righteous and I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed because I've been made righteous. I'm redeemed.
Glory to God.
Say that loud, I'm redeemed.
I'm redeemed.
I've been made righteous.
I'm redeemed.
The curse
has no right
in my life
because
I've been made right
by the blood.
I'm redeemed.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Curse of Sickness, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002E. That's R2002E, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith be to God.